Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Batty trying to get to home. Hamlin throws to Schmidt who tags Batty for the out. Verhals moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Bright reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Bright scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cotier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cott strikes out. Schmidt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cott out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Shave pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Cottier moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin scores. Cottier moves to third. King moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Joe Bonikowski now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cottier scores. King scores. Bright moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Jim Hannon now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Earl Batty. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.